Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Hunger by Alma Katsu, published by Penguin Random House in 2018. Today's book is all about hope, stubbornness, and ill-fated expeditions. It's 1846, and the Donner Party is a group of families and lone men making the trip across the mountains from the east to a new life in California. They're setting off a little bit late in the year, and now the group is fighting a battle to get across the mountains before winter comes. One morning, one of the boys of the group goes missing, and the men find his mutilated body near the camp. Some blame the local Indian tribes, others blame wild animals, but they decide to keep the truth from the others to keep everyone's spirits up and continue on with their journey. But when they reach a fork in the road, the leaders of the group decide to take a different path through the mountain, and not everyone agrees. As the path narrows and they climb higher, the heat of the desert gives way to ice and freezing temperatures. Sickness strikes the party and their cattle wither away. Their food supplies dwindle, and the path gets rockier and more treacherous. The people begin to turn on each other, and then more children go missing. And some members of the group see strange figures in the shadows with sharp teeth, and they all begin to wonder whether they'll ever get to see California. The Hunger is an atmospheric and very creepy book. In it, the American pioneer spirit is challenged. But what is the cause of the ill-fated journey? Is it the weather and the harsh landscape? Or is it something supernatural? Or even more disturbing, is it an evil emanating from the people themselves? Now, the story is told from the perspectives of a few party members, the loner Stanton, the bewitching Tamsin, the sensible Mary, Aletha, who hears the voices of the dead, and Bryant, who decides to leave the group and go ahead. And his story is told by letters he writes to his friend and girlfriend. Now, each character has a very rich backstory, and most with their own personal demons they're trying to leave behind in the East, but they find they can't shake their past so easily. The Hunger is also a story of betrayal and politics as the grand plans of the group are ripped to shreds and the power struggles begin. The journey becomes less about new beginnings and more about life and death. The book explores the impact of the landscape on the people, the salt, the heat, the ice, the lack of food, sickness, violence and blood coming both from inside and outside the group. But it's primarily about fear. Fear of the land, fear of the shadows, fear of failure and fear of each other. A little side note on the historical facts. The Hunger is based on a true story of an American exploration party. I came to this book with absolutely no background whatsoever. I'd never even heard of the Donner Party before, but this makes no difference to the enjoyment of the story. So if you like creepy shadows in the night, struggles for survival, politics, harsh landscapes, and a perpetual sense of dread, I recommend The Hunger by Alma Katsu. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. If you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.